With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Colorado lawmakers are renewing their efforts to repeal the death penalty. Scott Franz has more on why the bill filed yesterday is likely to pass.
A similar effort failed last session because of divisions in the Democratic Party. But this year, the new bill is getting more bipartisan support from Republicans. It would end capital punishment for all crimes committed in the state after July 1st. Governor Jared Polis says he supports it.
There hasn't been an execution in so long in Colorado. It's really in many ways a formality, but whether that happens in a year or 5 years or 10 years, I think that's the way it's going, not just in Colorado, but nationally.
But at least one Democratic lawmaker is not on board. State Senator Rhonda Fields supports the death penalty, and the issue is personal for her. Two men on Colorado's death row are there because they killed Fields' son. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
Tonight and tomorrow, the city of Aspen is hosting public open houses for an affordable housing development at the Aspen Lumberyard near the Airport Business Center. Alex Hager reports residents can weigh in on size and shape of the project.
The city already gathered opinions on what people want to see included in the new project, such as childcare and easy access to public transportation. But at this week's open houses, Aspen is asking for opinions on mock-ups of where in the development those facilities might go.
And then we'll try to move forward maybe by narrowing down the choices with additionally developed plans that includes the things that people do like and doesn't include the things that people don't like.
That's Chris Everson, the city's affordable housing manager. The first open house starts tonight at 4 at Roxy's Cafe in the ABC, and tomorrow there are two open houses at City Hall. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
A new art show asks viewers to adopt work by local high schoolers. Kristen Kay reports 6x17 at the Aspen Chapel Gallery supports art departments at area high schools.
17 works were selected by art teachers from high schools throughout the Roaring Fork Valley for the show, now in its third year. The artwork isn't technically for sale in 6x17, but anyone can show their support for a piece by donating a small amount in its name. Aspen Chapel Gallery co-director Tom Ward says he's always impressed by the creativity of the student artists.
Well, I think the thing that you notice when you walk in the gallery is that the imagination is, they're given an assignment, but their imagination is just unlimited.
The show runs through February 9th. After that, the work is all returned to the students for their portfolios. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.